Right, Kenny, final score at the AIL 2B Georges Road was City at Derry 5, Rainey 40. The Marathel team outscoring Derry by 6-1, and really the difference in class showed, not all the time, but you could see how clinical Rainey were. And in fact, I would say in the last 10 minutes, they probably were playing more like sevens rugby. They were throwing passes everywhere, and you know, they're hoping they score maybe a couple of tries. But, pardon me, at 40 points to 5 up, I don't think there was too much pressure on them to do anything. And, I mean, depending on how the Dungannon Harlequins game went today, if Dungannon were to win that one, that would put Derry about 8 points adrift of the third from bottom. If Harlequins were to beat Dungannon today, that would put Derry bottom. So, I mean, it's not a very, very good scenario at the moment. And with Barnhall to come in a fortnight's time down at Barnhall, and then, as I said, the back-to-back games with Dungannon in the first 2 weeks in December, it could be a 2017 that they might want to forget, because certainly at the moment it's very difficult to see where a result's going to come from. There were times today when City of Derry were in the game and they were very, you know, they were certainly competing strongly, but I mean the number of penalties, I gave up at 22. I mean everybody was standing around saying how many penalties was that. To be honest, I just gave up at 22 because the indiscipline was bad. There was the number of times you could hear the referee saying leave the ball, and Derry players consistently were done. They only had one yellow card, which in the end of the day they were lucky enough to have. I mean the referee, probably the player who was sinbinned, maybe it was his first infringement, but the referee had already, I think, lost patience with that one. It was the first 10 minutes was pretty even, Stephen, both sides sorting themselves out, but I mean it was 14 minutes whenever Rainey took the lead. There was a turnover near the Derry line and the Rainey forwards drove forward and was their wing forward Paul Pritchard got over out half Andrew McGrath with a very good conversion to put that over. Then 9 minutes later, or kicked the corner, a good line out drive, Rainey set it up a couple of phases right and left, and eventually big number four, Tim Barker, he went over. That was 12 points to nil. And on the half-hour mark, there was a scrum, and Jody McMullen, the number 8, picked up, gave a lovely inside pass to scrum half Jason Bloomfield, and then in he went at the post first, to McGrath converting 17 points to nil. Derry then had their only score of the game 5 minutes before half-time, when after many phases under the post, picking and driving the forwards, and this time they did keep possession and they were disciplined. The ball was moved left and fullback David Graham dived over in the corner. So it was 19 points to 5 at half-time, but I think most people knew that it was going to be a big 40 minutes in the second half. As it was, Derry got a yellow card for an infringement in front of the post. It was a 5-metre scrum to Rainey. Their forwards drove forward, and the referee just blew the whistle. It was a penalty try, so that was another 7 points, 26 points to 5. And then on 55 minutes, Rainey attacking down the left, and the right half through gave a beautiful flat pass to fullback Oisin Quinn. He really took it on the break and two beautiful sidesteps at pace saw him in under the post, McGrath converting. So it was 5 tries to Rainey, 33 points to 5. And then with about 12 minutes to go, they moved the ball out right again and the replacement winger, Nicholas Sterling, he dived over the corner. Final score, 40 points to 5. And really, you know, on top of that result last week, I mean, there will be a week's break now before Derry go to Barnhall, but it's going to be a very uphill task for these young players. They, you know, you could tell there was the effort in the first half eventually told, but again, you know, the effort's all very well, but unfortunately, just there's a lot of criticism, one could say, but it's not really fair. Although what I would say was I cannot understand when you're 5 metres from your own line why you throw the ball to the back of line out. But again, that's obviously what the forwards have planned. And far too often, a player was striving forward, and when he went to ground, he was isolated, and that's the way you give penalties away or allow the opposition to turn over. But I'm sure Trevor will, the coaches will have noted all these things, and in the next 2 weeks hopefully we'll work on to try and improve it before the Barnhall game. So the final score here at Judges Road in AIL Division 2B was City of Derry 5, Rainey 40. And up at Mellon Park in Omagh, must have been a cracker of a game. I just got a wee text to say good old fashioned rugby. It ended up almost 6 bangers, 6, 2 penalties apiece. So obviously a very, very well thought out game, and both sides get 2 points from that, and I'm sure they'll be very happy. That keeps them in third and fourth position in All-Ireland League Division 2C.
Alec, just before we let you go, international action back this weekend. Just a result there, Scotland 44, Samoa 38, that's finished. But Ireland playing South Africa this evening, Alec, and I suppose a man who could have played for Samoa in that international today, Bundy Aki, he'll be making his debut for Ireland in the centre this evening. How do you see this evening's game going?
Well, it'll be interesting, but it's interesting you tell me that score of the Scotland-Samoa game. Obviously, Gregor Townsend has translated his Glasgow coaching into that Scottish team, and I'm sure for the big crowd there, that must have been a fantastic game to watch. Yeah, Bundy Aki come into this side. You might have noticed there was a bit of controversy, in a sense, Tommy Bowe saying that he felt it should be 5 years. I personally don't, I think it is a very poor selection from Joe Smith. I know Bundy Aki's in the squad, yes, and there's no reason why he couldn't play in another game, but I don't think it sends out the right signals to Irish players. After all, the IRFU said the reason that Ruan Pienaar couldn't stay at Ulster was because he was stopping Irish players developing at scrum half. Well, I would pose the question, Bundy Aki being selected to play today, stop Stuart McCluskey, Chris Farrell, Noel Reid, there's another centre from, I can't just remember now, from Leinster. These guys were all down at squad training, and I mean, he's only qualified 10 days under the three-year residency rule. I'm not saying he probably will have a good game, but I'm rather worried about the fact that he's just come straight in. And, you know, we're talking about developing players from the other provinces, and that's one. Also, as I said last week, when I was talking to Miles, you know, the treatment of Simon Zemo. Simon Zemo hasn't even signed to go to France yet. And he's a player that we need, because I would worry very much about Rob Kearney today, because I saw him at the Kingspan on his first game back, and you know, he wasn't what you would call it, the Rob Kearney that we knew 3 or 4 years ago. But from the game's point of view, it's a big game. South Africa had an up and down in the championship, but they did produce some good performances. They will have a big strong pack, and they certainly will be out to start with a victory here on their tour here of the Great Britain and Ireland. But it'll be interesting to see the call. No other decisions really that you would have to say that the team more or less selected as was. Great to see young Stockdale get a chance in the wing, and he certainly deserves it. And it'll be interesting to see how he steps up now. He did get two caps against Japan in the summer and did well, but this is a wee bit different to Japan. And if he can come through this game today against the big physical South African side, then he'll certainly set himself up. I mean, he is only 21 years of age and has a great future. I think that maybe eventually he could end up in the number 15 jersey, because he's got all the skill sets for that. But it's a hard one to call, Kenny. You know, you just don't know. South Africa will be very keen to start the tour. Ireland will be very keen to get a victory over them, considering the way the tour went in South Africa 18 months ago. So all in all, I mean, it should be a good game. I can't maybe see that it'll be a running game too much. I think the first 20 minutes will probably be very much a sorting out process between the forwards and see how that goes. And certainly Devon Toner and Ian Henderson in the second row will be up against two absolute brutes of men, and Itzebeth and I forget the other guy's name, but I mean, you know, that'll be a big one as well, as will the scrums. I mean, they've brought back the beast, and they've brought back their best props. And again, that'll sort out Cian Healy, of course, getting a chance to start because of Jack McGrath's injury. And Rory Best, of course, captain on the side. I mean, he's only played about a game and a half since then, but obviously his experience and his scrummaging power will be there, and interesting to see just how it all pans out. But big, I think it'll be quite a close game, Kenny, and I don't think maybe we'll see the try scoring fest that they had at Murrayfield. But nevertheless, if Ireland finish a few points ahead, then I think Joe Smith and the supporters will be very happy.
Yeah, that 3 year thing you were talking about, I think that changes after 2019 to 5 years. Up until then, this 3 year, you can still play for Ireland. But you're saying there, do you not think that Ireland will have to try and throw it about a bit? They're saying that this South African team's so big physically that even Ireland won't be able to compete with them.
Well, I mean, this will obviously be what Smith might want to do, is to run them around the pitch as much as they can. But the thing is, Kenny, that you can only run a team around the pitch if you've got possession of the ball, and that's going to be the key to it all. I mean, Sexton, you know, I think his kicking game will probably be very important as well, you know, to kick the corners, keep moving them around, but also to make sure that whenever Ireland do get ball, that they kick kick into the 22, so they're in a position where they're not under pressure. Whereas if you start to run the ball too much and you drop it and they hack it through, then you can be under pressure. But it's interesting to see just the tactics that have been used. And I mean, Smith has always been well ahead of coaches, and he has always come up with a good game plan, and I don't see that there's any reason why he won't do the same again. But as you say, the Irish forwards will certainly be up against a big physical presence, and I'm sure by about 9 o'clock tonight they'll know all about it.